The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. It is 86 degrees here in the state of Minnesota, and it is the 29th of June, 2012, and it is Friday, of course. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friends. You got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. The voice that pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, as they like to call themselves, wish to silence. The patriots that the globalists despise, we are them Americans, we are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to join me on my Facebook, please do. It's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or follow me on my Twitter, which is BradleyDean1, on my Twitter account, BradleyDean1. And if you'd like to be a part of the radio show today, please do. We love new callers. 1-877-807-9977. I'm not saying to the old callers not to call in.
Yeah.
I just like hearing from new people.
Interact.
I love hearing from all over
new
the country.
Fire.
Yeah.
New fire.
Yeah, absolutely. 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
And what's going on today, Mr. Other Guy?
Today in the news, Bradley's newest column has just been released on WorldNet Daily. Now, you can find all of this at Sons of Liberty Media, which is on our homepage, SOL Media, the button. And also Sons of Liberty Facebook. Get on that Facebook, click the like button, and find these stories. We post them every single day. Topics that we cover, columns that we're putting out, and news we are making here at the Sons of Liberty.
I like that.
First one, the iniquity of homosexual child porn. And folks, this is a topic that we touched on earlier this week, but you'll see it all capitalized and also in video form, multiple videos in this latest column.
What's interesting is we found out with the man that was discharged,
Mr.
Larry Brinken, that also in Los Angeles, when they discovered him, we also found out from a Captain Riddle there that 30,000 children were victims of homosexual assault.
That's right. And these are little kids. That's right.
Yep, little kids.
Secondly, on that page, also too on the front of WorldNet Daily, and I thought this was very fitting. Obviously, Paul Revere was a son of liberty. But you can see the quote there on the front page, entertainment equals control. And it's talking about the modern-day Paul Revere, which just happened to be Mr. Bradley Dean, and you can see the video that we put out. We've talked about the topic before.
I thought that was great.
How Hollywood, exactly, because that is our message. How Hollywood helps dictate the morality of the nation, while the government stands by and gives Hollywood the right to morally corrupt America, and then complains about the corruption that happens afterwards. But it shows how these control systems are put in place, and it has to do with media, and it also has to do with government.
Admittedly, I'm a little lost here. Did you say Paul Revere
yes.
was the Sons of Liberty?
Yes.
Okay, because he was.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I was flattered. Patrick Henry's the Sons of Liberty.
That's right. Different states.
John Adams
too.
Is the Sons of Liberty.
That was the same state.
John Adams was second same. President was the Sons of Liberty. James Otis was the Sons of Liberty. John Hancock was the Sons of Liberty. Patrick Henry was the Sons of Liberty.
Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty.
Jake McMillan, Sons of Liberty.
All of you listening?
Would you like to be a Sons of Liberty, too?
It's time right now.
Hey,
Sons of Liberty.
I'm a Sons of Liberty. You're a Sons of Liberty. You want to be a Sons of Liberty, too?
Even Daughters of Liberty are welcome to join. This is about liberty.
I think so.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
And there's many of you out there. Also, too, speaking of Daughters and Sons of Liberty, the Catholic bishops, this is posted on our Facebook, just set up a statement saying they are going to vigorously oppose this unjust and illegal mandate.
Amen. From Obamacare. And by the way, governors across the United States of America are also standing up and saying we're going to ignore Obamacare.
Yep.
Folks, these are exciting times. These are exciting times, friends. Because we are living in times where a tyrannical form of government wants to take control of you.
Yep.
And you are standing up and saying, oh, no, you're not. I want to say one thing about Obamacare before we Obamanation care before we take this quick break. People are trying to figure out why nobody predicted that this was going to happen. And I think it's important for everybody listening to me today that you understand nobody was thinking out of the scope of power in which the Supreme Court can rule.
Mm-hmm. That's why.
The Supreme Court just ousted themselves of all credibility with the people in this country.
Especially
they stepped outside of their scope of power.
Yeah.
Folks, they had to rewrite. Listen to this carefully. What Congress didn't do, the Supreme Court did do.
That's right.
They rewrote it to make it work for President Obama nation. Mm-hmm. Just think about that. You have a Supreme Court that's working for this president. It's a sad day in America, but it's a great day for patriots. Because now what they've done, if they brought themselves into the light as to how we're to conduct ourselves lawfully and accordingly by ousting them from the positions that they're in. They showed themselves for who they really are. This is the mercy of God by bringing all things to the light so we can bring forth judgments unto righteousness by saying, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya. Folks, they delivered tyranny on a platter for you to deal with. And if we can look at it that way, it's a great day in America. Now we got to get busy and bring about some resolve.
That's right. Justice.
Just think about that. Nobody predicted it because nobody thought that the Supreme Court would go out of their scope of power. But friends, they did. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. When I come back, I'm going to bring up Mr. Eric Holder's response to his contempt vote and Brian Terry's mom. Interesting stuff, and then Jake's going to take over again on Obamanation care. Be right back.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to jack everybody up real quick. It's my job, friends, to show you the offenses. And after I show you the offense, then it's your responsibility to deal with the offense. According to law, according to the rule of law in our land, you should be infuriated. You should be angry, indignant, jacked when your laws are broken by those that are ruling in your country. To the consent of the governed. That would be me and you. I'm going to play Pelosi first, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit off Brian Terry's situation with Fast and Furious and Eric Holder. But what I want to do is I want to hit off Pelosi as to how she responded yesterday during the walkout. And what took place yesterday, friends, was the House voted to hold Holder in contempt Thursday because of the Justice Department's refusal to hand over to Congress documents related to Fast and Furious.
Their boss.
The top cop, right? The contempt citation passed 255 to 67, and dozens of Democrats walked off the floor during the vote. Did you hear what I said? They walked off the floor during the vote. Don't forget about Brian Terry, who's protecting the borders, protecting us, my friends, protecting them, securing their positions in government, who's supposed to work together to defend the borders. Well, that's not what's happening. And I want you to hear, first of all, let's hear Pelosi's response to the walkout. Go ahead.
I think we all very, very much agree that we are very sad and seek justice for the family of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. His loss is a tragedy for all who knew him.
But it wasn't a tragedy enough for Miss Pelosi to join the little march out yesterday. Just keep that in mind. To magnify the loss by holding Eric Holder of the Department of Injustice in contempt for not delivering up the papers so the Terry family can bring it to resolve and have peace of mind after they bring forth justice, after the truth is delivered up to them by Eric Holder, who refuses, along with this administration, to cough up them papers. Pelosi was right there to walk out during the contempt charges. Just keep that in mind. Now let's go over to Clown Carney. I got to say something about this guy. He's the ventriloquist that stands in front of the ventriloquist. He's the clown that stands in front of Curious George.
Yep.
Okay? And again, I don't mean to be demeaning, friends, but it's just really this far. It's just to the point now where it's so ridiculous. It's like going into a circus and seeing all the clowns and they make everybody laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you make anybody laugh outside of what the clowns have already done?
The clowns do all the work.
Totally. And that's exactly where we're at. So, but I was looking at this video that I'm about to play for you, friends. And I've always noticed with this clown Carney, every time I look at him, I kid you negative, he looks like he's going to the bathroom. He's always got that look on his face, like number two.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how would I know what it looks like? Because I have a mirror right in front of myself when I go to the bathroom. I'm totally playing. But the bottom line is he's always got that grunt look on his face. It's like, dude, you got some serious intestinal gas going on here, friends, or what? And again, I'm being serious. It's like, honey, I mean, the guy looks like he's got to go poop all the time. But I want you to listen to this piece. And I want to get back to the serious portion of this. I'm dead serious when I'm saying that. Take a look at his picture, friends. But what I want you to hear is I want you to hear how Carney responds to Jake Tapper after he was asked a question about Brian Terry in Fast and Furious. Go ahead and play that.
Mm-hmm. It's the family of Brian Terry, the slain Border Patrol agent, at whose murder scene at least two of these guns were found. They disagree with your characterization about these investigations. They say that the Attorney General's refusal to fully disclose the documents associated with Fast and Furious and President Obama's assertion of executive privilege serves to compound this tragedy. It denies the Terry family and the American people the truth. That's a statement from the Terry family lawyer.
Look, we absolutely agree with the need to find out the truth about why Fast and Furious happened, why the tactic that, again, was employed in the previous administration and different operations
stopped
by...
Did you hear that again? The previous administration. By
That's
the
right.
way, hey, listen, folks.
Get
if you're
all.
Caught up into the two-system part, you're a WWF fan. This is WWF to the max. This is pro wrestling. They get in front of the cameras. They act like they're against each other, but behind closed doors, they're pushing each other's agenda. Bush is just as guilty as Obama. Don't ever question that, because that's all you have to do is look at the policies that are going forward today, the same things that Bush was doing. Obama's picking them up. Just a different face.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. That's all it is. Okay? Now, in saying that, he blames the Bush administration, and he said that he had a care, and it was important that these facts came out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then why are you standing in front of the guy that's holding back that information that the American people want? Now, if you're a modern-day conservative, you're going to fall for this crap. But the bottom line is, unless you have resolve, the truth is never going to come out. Unless you put your foot down and say we're not tolerating this from those that govern this nation, it's going to continuously go forward. And it's sick. But, folks, let me say this. The modern conservative of the day, that's exactly what he allows. He just allows it to go on. He just allows, he just passes the, just acts like nothing's wrong. Just acts like, okay, well, they'll get to it. They know better. And I've said this before, but it's really to the point, America, where my generation cannot tolerate this, because if we do, we're going to have nothing left. Let's get back to Jay Carney. Go ahead.
This Attorney General, why it came about. And that's why the Attorney General referred it to Inspector General. That is why we have provided Congress every document that pertains to the operation itself that is at issue here when you talk about the family that you referred to. And
The family that you referred to. Rewind just a little bit. Jay Carney said the family that you referred to. Folks, fill in the blanks. The family. What family, Jay? What family, Clown Carney? If Brian Terry was your brother, would you remember his name? Well, I'll tell you what. He is my brother. Just because he has different parents doesn't mean a thing to me. I know his name. I know what's going on. In other words, America, you're more informed as to what's going on than Jay Carney is. And yet it's important to them? Finish that off.
That you referred to. And the Terry family.
Is that something?
Yeah.
Let's get over to paying a lot of attention, huh? It's incredible. Let's get over to Eric Holder's response and listen to his voice, friends. You can see things are getting a little hot now.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting to see that the American people are not going to just roll over and say, oh, yeah, go ahead and do whatever you want to do, man. Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah. Is that right?
Why not, you know?
As long as you said it, it's got to be true, right?
It's got to be true.
Especially with the guy that you work for, man. You know, it's like everything he says is right on the money.
It's got to be.
I mean, he's fulfilled every one of his promises, right?
True to his word.
Totally. When in fact, everything he does promise, he does just the exact opposite. As I've told you since day one. Let's listen to Eric Holder. I'm going to play it through. Go for it.
Today's vote is the regrettable culmination of what became a misguided and politically motivated investigation during an election year. By advancing it over the past year and a half, Congressman Issa and others have focused on politics over public safety. Instead of trying to correct the problems that led to a series of flawed law enforcement operations, and instead of helping us find ways to better protect the brave law enforcement agents like Agent Brian Terry, who keep us safe, they have led us to this unnecessary and unwarranted outcome. During this time, the men and women of the United States Department of Justice and I have remained focused on what should and must be our government's top priority, protecting the American people. When concerns about Operation Fast and Furious first came to light, I took action and ordered an independent investigation into what happened. We learned that the flawed tactics used in this operation began in a previous administration, but I made sure that they ended in this one. I also made sure that agents and prosecutors across the country knew that such tactics must never be used again. I put in place new policies, new safeguards, and new leadership to make certain of this.
Do you hear how he's starting to talk like Obama? He's starting to phrase his words like Obama. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
Was that the end of it?
This is.
This is the guy that put guns into the hands of Mexican drug smugglers, friends.
And knew about it.
And it was his main concern to protect you.
That's right.
Wow. We're going to come right back after this, and we're going to hit Obama Nation Care.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, can you believe that he would be saying, Eric Holder, that is, he was looking out for public safety when one of our Border Patrol agents was killed because of his putting the guns into the hands of them that killed him? That's their version of protecting you, America. Listen carefully. Can you believe that he would be saying that he's looking out for public safety when one of our Border Patrol agents was killed because of him putting the guns into the hands of the Mexican drug smugglers that actually shot Brian Terry? You know what he's doing? He's passing the buck and he's not taking responsibility. And that's the job of the American people, to hold him responsible. And that's exactly what's going on through the actions of Daryl Issa and his investigation.
And Rep. Gowdy.
By the way, there's new news coming out on it right now. Issa just dropped another bomb, and good for him. Eric Holder's calling it political. Yep. And no one's even talking about politics right now. Mm-hmm. We're talking about bringing forth judgment so the Terry family can rest in peace. The judgment has been done, and they can rest the case. And Brian Terry can rest in peace. Yep. They're not willing to do that. And folks, then he even attempts, Eric Holder does, to blame it on the previous administration. Eric, let me just say something to you, brother from another mother. We're not falling for your lies. We get it. You're busted. End of story. You're trying to play sleight of hand. You're trying to blame somebody else, which just shows your guilt because you're not taking responsibility. If you cared, you would take responsibility and right the wrong, but you're not doing that. You're trying to hide the evidence that shows forth you and Obama's wrongs and illegalities committed against the people and the atrocities, that have been taking place and have been taking place over the last 18 months concerning Brian Terry's family. Bring it to resolve, America. Oust these jokers.
Yep. And don't stop there. And folks, you can see on our Facebook, Mr. Representative Gowdy, there are people that are serious
knocking
in the government
out of
right now.
That's rep
right.
From South Carolina.
South Carolina, holding their feet all the way to the fire and saying, this is my job and my duty as a representative to the people of the United States of America. Even heard it say, come out of his own mouth, both sides. Yeah, we should whip up an investigation on the past administration too, but we need to put this to bed right now. And only one thing will do that, and that is justice. Now, speaking of justice, if we want to shift gears to this Obama situation, Obamacare, Abomination, Abominable Health, Affordable Health Care, Abominable Health Care. What's happened recently, and you'll find this on our Facebook too, Chief Justice John Roberts has been getting a lot of media love. Now, keep in mind, a Bush appointee, a conservative, actually has one of the most conservative records on the Supreme Court. Liberal media hated him, but now all of a sudden this comes down. He's getting more love than I've seen anybody get. And again, you can find it right on the Facebook. ABC, CBS, NBC calling him the new hero of the day.
Okay, now can I revert? Now I want to get back over to just to show the people again how government works. Alberta Gonzalez, the old attorney general.
Oh, yeah?
Mr. Gonzalez. Mm-hmm. He's actually saying that he has faith in John Roberts, and if he made that decision, he's got faith in the results that John voted on.
Well,
the Bush administration. So, in other words, they're justifying what John Roberts did.
Yeah, because they want to justify themselves for appointing.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you.
So, as I'm looking through this, I don't know how anybody can. I get Ginsburg, Kagan, Sotomayor, Breyer. They're all Clinton or Obama appointees. These guys are.
What are they there for?
They
have no business being
that's
there.
Right, they have no business. Nothing.
None,
they did,
zero, zilch.
And nothing they did really surprised me because they're countless, like Pelosi.
Let's put the question to the people real quick. Folks, 1-877-807-9977. What kind of a response do you expect from them four on the left side?
Exactly what they gave.
Of the Supremes.
Exactly. What they gave. Yep.
Okay. So if I was to ask you, was it constitutional which they just judged in favor of? Mm-hmm. You would say no. Okay. Then you'd say those four are breaking the law. Well, that's the left that you put up with in this country, folks. They're not being judged according to law because they already know the American people will tolerate what they do on the court, even knowing that it's unconstitutional. The other question I want to put back to the people is, then why did our veterans fight, bleed, and die on foreign battlefields? Why did they die? They died to ratify the Constitution that you're allowing these four to desecrate when justice is supposed to come forth. You're allowing these kind of results. You're allowing these.
Yeah, results is the best word.
It's not the word I'm looking for. It's you're allowing these verdicts to come out. That was the word I was looking for. You're allowing these verdicts. They're unlawful. So when you say that, I don't want to do what the natural, modern day conservative does. Mm-hmm. No. Let's not sideswipe. By the way, there's an attorney now that's going after Robertson Kagan in Florida. He wants to hold them in contempt. Rightly so.
They've broken their oath, clearly.
They have.
No different than Eric Holder has, no different than what Pelosi is doing. They're one-track people, criminals that cannot be rehabilitated. They will not change. Therefore, the only solution is removing them, prosecuting them, putting fear in the next clown that wants to step up that won't change, that'll work
Amen.
For his puppet master.
Amen.
In this particular setting of Obamacare, this is how unbelievable it is. Again, you understand a criminal mind, but when this man, Mr. Roberts, who I believe is clearly put up to this, because what he had to do is he had to rationalize in his mind how he can make a lie truth.
Yeah, that's right.
Now,
that's what they always do.
The other folks like Holder, Pelosi, these guys just literally live in a lie. That's what they do. And these other Supreme Court justices, that's where they're living.
Okay, let's get to the core of this issue again. And everybody knows it.
That's right.
Then if everybody knows it, then what are they doing sitting there? It shows you that the people haven't responded to what they know that is not true.
That's right. And they need people like a Roberts, or they need people that will not bring forth action against their crimes, against the United States of America. They need people like that to push the ball along. See, these four would have stood over there on their own, not surprising to anybody.
Incrementally.
It's surprising that they're in.
Yep.
But they needed a conservative, I'm saying that in quotes, like Justice Roberts. You know, the only people that really do damage in this country are people that claim to be conservative, Christian, lovers of America.
That's right.
They're the only ones that damage. Because these loop jobs over here on the left couldn't get nothing accomplished unless somebody was convinced that's over on the right, if you will.
Yeah.
And again, I'm using the semantics. This is just meanings to give you an idea. I don't believe in right wing. I don't believe in left wing. I don't believe in liberal.
Good
I don't
point,
believe
though.
In conservative.
Good point. And there's the media to go ahead and just prop up these supposed conservatives, the counterfeits, as those that are representing the majority of the people when, in fact, they're not at all.
Exactly. And they have. I mean, again, go to our Facebook page. You can see how the media is praising Justice Roberts.
Sure.
And what Roberts did on this whole thing, just to get to the nuts and bolts of it.
He's one of us.
Of course.
Yes.
He's one of us now. Today, you know, a couple of months ago, we were ready to lash him if he would have voted not in favor of us. But again, this shows the whole thing. We are damaged by those that claim to be American conservative patriots.
Yes.
When they don't do right.
GOPs, Republicans.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
From that side of the aisle. And you, as American citizens, Ginsburg, Kagan, Sotomayor, Obama, nobody can damage this country. It's those that either don't act or those that act in concert with them that damage this country. This particular case, just to break it on down, and then we can kind of open it up if we want to. There's two forms here. The Commerce Clause, they claimed that because government has the ability to regulate commerce between the states, interstate commerce, that they could bring forth health care. The problem is nobody's in commerce. The penalty comes when you don't subscribe to health care of any type, when you don't get insurance, when you, and then the individual mandate.
Yep.
Thank you. Sounded like polls.
No, that's
individual
right.
mandate comes into play and says if you don't get health insurance, then Congress can mandate a penalty.
Yep.
The problem is Congress can only mandate commerce. So by not doing commerce, how can government get involved and make you do commerce?
Okay, so let me get it. Correct me if I'm wrong. I go inside of a store. As I'm inside the store, I look down and I want to buy a pack of gum. And I decide I don't want a pack of gum.
That's right.
Okay. So on the way outside of the door, all of a sudden the cashier looks at me and says, listen, you got to pay $2.36 for taxes. Well, I didn't buy anything. No. You don't understand. You have to buy something. Cough it up or else we're going to penalize you and we'll throw you in jail if you don't give me the $2.36.
That's right.
Folks, that is extortion.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting the gun to your head and saying that you better do what I say because if you don't, the IRS will come in and double your penalty.
Well, and even worse than this, this is the facade that they give you. Oh, no. You don't have to buy health care. Congress isn't saying you have to. Oh, well, good. I won't. But you will be penalized by the IRS, and if you don't pay it, then you get the gun to the head and you go to jail.
Yeah.
Well, wait a second. I didn't engage in commerce. That's the problem with this health care, is they didn't want to call it a tax.
Right.
Because
I didn't want the gum.
If Obama would have came forth and said, look, middle class, if you don't subscribe to the... He's saying we're going to help people that are uninsured and help the economy.
Yeah, he's helping the loafers. He's helping the have-nots by taking away from the have.
That's right.
That's Saul Alinsky's...
And so, and the middle class is saying... Oh, well, this kind of looks good. You know, he's helping some people, but you know what? I'm not going to participate in it. If Obama would have pitched this as it was a tax increase on the middle class, which is exactly what it is.
Yep.
Because if you don't subscribe to it, then you get taxed. It's like your analogy of not wanting to buy gum. Well, if you don't buy gum, then you have to pay us a dollar. If you do buy gum, it's $2. What do you want to do? Wait a second.
I don't want it,
period.
You didn't engage.
Exactly.
Right.
So they're saying Congress can't regulate that commerce. Chief Justice Roberts did. But, on the other hand, he says that Congress can tax. So because it's
so
not a penalty.
So they rewrote it.
That's right. That's what he literally did to make it work.
Yes. Yeah.
But in the very beginning, Robert said that the mandate is not a tax, and this is why. And folks, there's so much more to this, and I hope you're grasping it. He said this is not a tax because if it was a tax, we'd have to wait till 2014 for the Supreme Court to even rule on this. So he wiped it by and said, well, it's not a tax. But then on the back end, he had to turn it into a tax because he can't regulate that type of commerce.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
He literally wrote this out, even though it's a contradiction.
He wrote it to make it work for Obama.
That's right.
Is what he did.
And what he did is he just flipped the pancake over on the other side. So now it's unconstitutional because now it's a tax.
Yep.
Ugh. It goes back and forth. No matter which way you flip it, it's unconstitutional.
Dude, it's stinky.
But he tried to flip both sides of the pancake, but there's only one pancake.
That's right.
He's trying to turn it into two?
If you'd like to know who...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, before we take these phone calls, I got to say this. You can't compromise with evil because evil won't compromise with you. Yep. Hell is out to take it all, friends.
And the only way evil ever wins is if good will compromise with it. It can't. It just sits there. It's like an unengaged thing that sits there until good crosses the line and engages with it. That's the only time evil can win. And that's where compromise can't have, you can't compromise if you're right.
I love that quote by one of the communists that said, when you go forward, if you feel mush, keep going forward. Yep, keep going forward. But if you feel steel, retreat. Folks, they have to feel your steel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get it. I was going to pull up a piece of how bad it was in court for those that were advocating Obama Nation Care.
Yeah.
You want to hear
it? That were arguing for it in favor of it before the Supreme Court.
They were being laughed at, friends. Go ahead and play that, Carrie.
The nature of the representation you made, that the only consequence is the penalty. Suppose a person does not purchase insurance, a person who is obligated to do so under the statute, doesn't do it, pays the penalty instead. And that person finds herself in a position where she's asked the question, have you ever violated any federal law? Would that person have violated a federal law?
No. Our position is that that person should give the answer no.
And that's because...
that if they don't pay the tax, they violated a federal law.
Called it a tax.
But as long as they've paid the penalty.
If they've paid the tax, then they're in compliance with the
again.
Law.
Why do you keep saying tax?
That's John Roberts.
If they pay the tax penalty, they're compliance with the law.
See, if we can stop it right there, The whole time they were saying it's not a tax, it's not a tax, it's not a tax, it's not a tax. This moron who's arguing in favor of the bill before the Supreme Court justices keeps calling it a tax. Both of the Supreme Court justices keep saying, no, dummy, it's not a tax, it's a penalty. If you say it's a tax, then it's going to wind this whole thing back up again. We're not going to get to rule on it. That's how retarded this is. It's wrong on its face both ways, no matter how you flip it. If it is a tax, Supreme Court isn't ruling on it. If it's not a tax,
so are you saying that
no commerce?
Are you saying then, in essence, that he interjected to correct him in front of everybody?
That's exactly what he did.
Yes.
He did it there. I never caught that until I was listening to it at the break. That's exactly what he did. He was ready to defend this thing and trying to guide it along so they didn't look too stupid to be exploited, so that he could write up this doozy of a decision to say, look, this is where they're wrong here, but I'll correct it for them through my decision.
Yeah.
I'll explain to them what they don't even know to try to make it law and statute and put it in my decision. But judges can't do that. But that's what he's doing here, in essence. Yeah. And then over here where they
he's
got this
guiding
part wrong,
this individual
I'll
to
it.
Help him commit the crime.
Exactly. And Sotomayor,
it is crime, by the way.
Totally. Sotomayor, Ginsburg, Kagan are sitting there like doozies, just like, hey, we don't know anything. Whatever Obama
Well,
wants.
They don't. And the other thing was that Sotomayor even began to help the attorney that was advocating Obamacare in the process, because she was literally being laughed at, folks. That's why nobody believed that this was going to be passed.
That's right.
Again, because nobody thought that they were going to leave the rule of law. But they did.
And this shows the difference between generations in the past who have always trusted men like Justice Roberts, that they'll do the right thing.
Yep.
They're not doing the right thing. They've been the same people for decades that's been selling you down the river, claiming to be conservative, God bless America, praying, going to your prayer rallies, and getting into office. That's
and just
why,
do as you're told.
That's right. And that's why we deal with them now, not tomorrow. Deal with them now.
Amen. Daniel, Texas, you got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, hello.
Hello, Daniel.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you, man?
Well, I had a question. My question is, where are we going to stand with Obama being punished for this, holding contempt charge with Eric Holder on the Fast and Furious?
Yep.
I just want to know, because, I mean, it came out with IFA that he accused Obama, and Obama, he pled executive privilege over the documents. Is that, am I correct?
Yep, this is a gigantic scandal, and what happens, what needs to happen right now, is we don't go to sleep on it. We can't let ISSA go to sleep on it either. These things have come this far before, where we're about ready to deal with somebody, but then all of a sudden, those that are in Congress get soft on it, and they allow, we swallow the fact that, well, they did good enough, they proved the point, didn't they? It's got to go all the way. It can't stop at Holder. We know who's behind the whole thing. We know what Obama's doing. He's protecting himself by trying to protect Holder.
Right.
So after we whack Holder, and he's criminally prosecuted, which he needs to be civilly, then we keep going up the line with this, and it's up to us to keep pressure on our representatives to do so.
Daniel, when he pulled his supposed executive order, he told on himself right then and there that he was responsible.
Yeah, that's what I it was clearly obvious to me, and this is not, I mean what Nixon did is nothing compared to this, and I don't understand why we're not jumping on them.
Because
I think we are. I think there's a whole lot of people. Bro, you always be careful of the state-run media, because they're always putting frosting on the cake like everything's okay. Look behind the curtain, because it's not okay. And there's an underlying toe going on right now where the American people, there's a revolutionary fervor going on in your country right now, bro, whether people are aware of it or not. People have had it with this government. Now, again, I want to say this. We need to lawfully deal with them, and we need to remove them lawfully, not like a bunch of anarchists, not like a bunch of Occupy Wall Street jokers. We need to deal with them lawfully, and we need to follow pursuit and make sure the job gets done so the next guy doesn't do it, as Jake had explained previous to this last segment here.
And you brought up Nixon, too. That also shows the fervor of the people. We can't let liberty go down. See, we have recycled generations now. We've realized, as the dinosaurs have died off, that have handed us this bill of goods, that we need to react, we need to be responsible, we need to take responsibility. And that's this generation right now. So I see the same thing happening with this situation. We can't let it go cold. The only people that will let it go cold is not the people in the United States of America. It's their elected representatives, if the people allow them to. Also, Daniel, we want to put you on hold because we've got something for you here. But to your point, that's exactly right. When people start saying, well, wait a minute, I'm not just going to stop at holder, I'm going to take two more steps forward. We need to keep dealing with this situation. Yeah. That's when you know we're going to start to see result, because we're not quitting until we see all the way to the end of the root.
That's right. I could go off on that in 10 minutes. This would get rid of all those conspiracy supposed theorists out there.
We'd find the truth.
And those that are complaining about the government and every corrupt step that they take. Well, if you deal with them at the first step, you don't have to worry about the second step.
That's right.
See, those people stay in business by complaining about what the government does on a daily basis rather than dealing with them. And if people really care about the public and they really care about the people, then they're going to protect the people from a corrupt government. Mm-hmm. And we don't see that happening. And that's why, I guess I shouldn't say that. I do see that happening on an undertow, but I see the supposed conservatives trying to block them out so they can be the face, so they can be the voice of the people, when in fact they're not the voice of the people at all.
Mm-hmm.
So we got Emily, you got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hello. So you were talking about the whole, like, Obamacare thing, and it's like people who haven't actually read the bill. All these people that are actually standing for it have never even read the bill, because I have, like, a friend. She's like, oh, this is so wonderful. Everybody's not out here. Like, well, they're trying to do away with the middle class. Your taxes are used to kill babies, and if you aren't beneficial to the economy or society, then they can kill you even without your guardian consent or without your consent. It's just, like, it's really messed up, and I wish people would actually read it and find out what it's about instead of just going along with things.
Well, let me rephrase that. It's an issue of self-government. If we don't self-govern ourselves, it's not like the government is going to come kill you if you're not productive in society. But what they won't do is they won't allow you to continue to live. The government doesn't come in and kill you if you're not productive to society. What they won't do, though, is allow you to continue to live. They won't supply you with needed health care.
They don't want you to be productive. This administration doesn't want you to be productive.
They want to
he wants to grow dependency upon himself and government.
That's what this comes down to. So when we won't be self-governed, then you have something called Obamacare, which takes away your life, possibly.
Yeah.
It dictates your life, I should
say. Right. Counseling. Yep.
It deals with your liberties. It says, I can tell you what you do with your body. Well, no, it's not. Yes, it is. When they deal with your health care, that's exactly what they're telling you.
If the government can give you everything, rest assured they can take away everything.
That's right.
And what did Truman say? If they can give you everything, you have a form of dictatorship right there.
So then who are you subservient to? The one who can give or take away?
That's right. I wanted to add really quick, with Obamacare, it's so spider-webbed. People, it's like the IRS code. Well, how can we have to have someone interpret what the IRS code is? If this is what I'm supposed to pay, then this is what, they don't make it easy like that. Well, it's the same thing with Obamacare. Did you know that the Obamacare bill is over 2,000 pages long?
Yeah, easy for the average layperson. How long is the Constitution? A couple of pages? I just saw it. I think it was three or four documents.
Well, I got the Declaration of Independence right behind me on the wall.
One document. Bang.
One document. Yep. We should talk about that sometime. Yeah. State constitutions, how they went from 40 pages to 1,500 pages.
Because the stress was on electing good people, not creating all sorts of laws in case a bad guy gets in there. We're not dependent upon the laws per se. We're dependent upon God's law and then people enforcing it.
What did the Roman individual say back in the day? Titivus? Remember he said the more you legislate, the more crime you have in government? And we went from 40 pages to 1,500 pages, I think it was in Oklahoma. But even talking about Obamacare, why didn't you just write it on one piece of paper what you're asking for? Well, they didn't want to. They wanted to complicate. That's exactly right. So therefore, you need to hire yourself an interpreter. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Check us out at 2 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time tomorrow. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18, and we will talk at you tomorrow. See ya.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.